I'm just going to bring this up because I've been going through the council minutes. Last week we mentioned Gympie Council have put up fees to get into the tip, although the green waste has been cleared, so yes. You don't have to pay to get in there. Bloody hell, dog fees are going up now. $5.
Dog fees?
Yeah.
What are the dog fees currently?
$42.30
a year.
$42.30. Now it's $44. Dog registrations.
So they're going up just by not even $2. Come on, mate.
Excuse me.
$1.70.
Excuse me.
Is that what's happening?
It's still going up. Microchipping remains unchanged at $15.
But I just you're complaining about them putting it up $1.70. Here you go. I'll pitch in $1.70 for it.
Well, yeah, thank you. I'm a cheapskate.
Yes,
that's exactly right, you know.
Come on. Oh. Well, what do you expect? That's inflation.
What?
Costs go up.
Just answer me this.
Yeah, okay.
What do they get out of the dog registration thing? I mean, does that money go into anything?
Straight up. Now, I don't know. I'm not on council.
Yeah.
But I dare say that the dog poo bags cost a fair bit to distribute around town.
Okay, check, right. Yeah.
So there you go. There's the first thing.
They've got to supply those.
Someone's got to come and clean up the big dog turd that old mate left when he was walking his three Great Danes through Mary Street.
By the way, that's...
Somebody's got to do that.
And you know what? That has happened a couple of times from very irresponsible pet owners. No one's either taken a bag with them. Oh, because I've never seen these bags lying around Mary Street. Maybe that's something they need to look at. Sure, the dog parks have them, but in the main drag, if someone's taken for a walk on a lead, then they do their business.
Yeah.
You don't just leave it there. And I've had that happen a couple of on occasions. So.
And you know what? And people, we had a lady ring the other day, said that, wasn't it Mad Mel called and said she was in Bunnings and she stood
right.
In a dog poo.
That's right.
Like, seriously.
Yeah, nothing worse when you're in a pair of thongs, though, is it?
No, but, do the right thing, people, with dog poo. And Here's another thing. Don't just go and help yourself to 15 metres of dog poo bags.
That seems to happen a lot, doesn't
naughty.
It? Yeah, that's right.
Take one, two at the most, and then move on.
Yeah, just keeping with the lead. My kids, have a couple on their lead there, and they always do the right thing. Although I did see... Young Isaac, this would have been a couple of weeks back.
Mm.
Alfie had a little bit of a bizwhacker with the leg, and I was watching him as he went down the road. I said, I wonder if I was going to do the right thing. And Isaac was going to walk off without doing
without
it.
Without picking up the
and
poo.
I said, oi, he turns around. Yes, I caught you.
Pick it up.
He just thought Dad or anyone wasn't looking. But the trouble is you don't have neighbours looking out the
look,
window.
The
or,
only time I wouldn't pick up a dog poo is if they go... You know, if Jean-Pierre went right in the middle of a, you know, some sort of thick scrub and did it, you're not going to go in there.
Well, when they do a rainy one on the beach, you leave that there, let the sand bury it, don't you?